First of all, thank you all for coming, for participating in this Dharma teaching, and for helping us in so many ways. Participation, helping us financially. This situation is, of a monastery does not produce a product or a service in the strict materialistic sense, of course. It's a spiritual path. And if you're here, then you're interested. There's nothing here to convince you or promise you anything. Action, not reaction, action. Actual action that comes out of your awareness and out of your consciousness rather than out of your stupid self-centeredness. And I say stupid in the descriptive way that sometimes ignorance is referred to as stupidity. That's why it rules the animal realm, although sometimes the animals are much more intelligent than we are. Several cats I know are quite a bit more intelligent. Dogs too. I could get on the list, elephants, giraffes, muskrats, especially mice, and ants. Ants are a pretty smart group, thinking in there. Like ants. Action. So what's being said is find out a way where you can actually be in any situation and watch the way the action comes out of consciousness or the way it comes out of some kind of position on something where you think you're right and somebody else is wrong. It's just this constant. It's just, isn't it irritating after a while to constantly be at the mercy of your bullshit opinions and ideas and judgments and evaluations and thoughts and memories and feelings? It's tiring. You don't have to do that. You really don't have to do that. But you may have to watch yourself do that without making it worse by pushing on it, without making it worse by evaluating it, judging it, circling around it, and explaining or blaming. Well, if she hadn't, they hadn't, well, if they didn't do this, well, if I do this, then they will feel this way, or they will, you have no idea how you even feel, let alone how anybody else feels. So I sound like I'm scolding you. Probably it's going to get worse. I'm getting more and more pissed off. And why? Because you don't have to do this. You don't have to do it. You could actually see what you're up to and see the way it gets the energy from the assumption, from the belief, from the opinion that there's something else, and there is not. There's someone else, and there is not. That doesn't mean there isn't an incredibly rich, powerful, seductive illusion in front of you all the time saying, do this, don't do that, shouldn't do this, better do that. What if we did this? What if I said, why do I feel? Anytime you say why, you are going to get a because, and the because will be relatively correct. And you can actually live your life that way. Billions of people live that way with no spiritual path. Or if they say think they have a spiritual path, it is about a polarized or theistic approach to finding a higher power and what, worshiping them. Turn everything over to, I don't turn anything over to anybody. Don't do that. You be responsible for your opinions, your feelings, your emotions, and your apparent identity. So action, clear, pure. Just this occurs, and then you observe that, and then you act, or possibly you sit and observe that further. You watch that develop this way, turn bright red from being a hidden purple. Watch it move from one thing to another without interference, without accepting it, without rejecting it, and without shutting down. Those are the three poisons. Those are the three ways we avoid our true nature, our Buddha nature, our awakened truth. You are already awake. Don't believe a word I say. Don't believe it. Don't cover it up with belief. That may take some time to just with you personally. It may be you. It may not be you. Everyone has their own, as soon as you turn to the wall, everyone has their own consciousness. The illusion of separation is ultimate. The illusion that you're a separate being, that is your ultimate nature. But you have to see it. You have to see it. I can't give this to you. But if I could hand it to you, I wouldn't. You gotta do it yourself. You have to do it yourself. Well, maybe I will. Probably feel sorry for you. Here's enlightenment. Sorry I held out for so long, but here it is. I know it looks like a pecan pie, but it's enlightenment. You can't discover what this is because it has no status as a thing. It is without status. It is without conclusion. It is without exclusion. It's without, without, without. Therefore, it's completely full. Therefore, you have to see it. If you think you see it, you don't. If you think you don't see it, you don't. Pretty difficult. But if you're here and you're listening, and you're apparently ready to hear this, and I'm ready to encourage you. That's all I'll do, is encourage you to see it. It might show up in different ways. May be more confused. But be very aware. This is the big word, aware of your outflows, of when something occurs and you react. You push on it. Or maybe you don't do anything that's obvious. Maybe your body language changes this much. But that's a reaction. If you think otherwise, you're wrong. Not you. But if you think otherwise, think of that. Think of that. Reflect on that. What I'm saying, if you think otherwise, I'm not here to punish you. I'm not here to criticize you, make your life miserable, or even object to what you're doing with your life. I'm just saying, while you're doing whatever you need to do, which I would probably, if you came to me and asked me, should I do this or this, I probably would encourage you to decide, do what you need to do yourself. But look closely at the action that is pure, without an actor, without an action, without anything acted upon. You are able to see that. If you see it, you'll be able to use those words with complete sincerity. You can do that. Please, don't leave this path. Continue, continue, continue. I don't have my cup that says disappointment awaits on it, but it does. Very difficult to do this without a teacher. I didn't have the access to either one of my teachers that you have to me, to this teacher. All you have to do is ask. It's there. If it's possible, it's there. So be aware of when that action is just, it's like there's no, something occurs with no wind. It's just something occurs. So there's sometimes a traditional way of talking about that in Buddhism is threefold purity. No actor, no acting, nothing acted upon, or no gift, no giving, no receiver. There's different ways that you can talk about it. It's empty of other and full of what it is. Simple teachings. At this point, I would like to act. When I say act, not react to what you ask, but actually receive completely what you say. And speak or not speak, or say, I don't know, or give you particular words, language, phrases about what you're asking me. I don't think somewhat, but not very much. But I do a lot of receiving, and I highly recommend that you look at all of your sense fields, including the mind, and please just receive your thoughts, your emotions. Don't fight with them. Don't add to them. Don't interpret them. Don't analyze them. do nothing with them but receive them. Feel this incredible lifetime that you have. Don't miss your life by blocking it out with your stupid, I'm saying that again, ignorant, with your ignorant ideas about things that protect you from the reality that is hammering at your door. If you're listening to me, then there's something hammering at your door. This is not a being here. This is in the conventional sense, not a being with an agenda about anything, particularly. So let's work on this a little bit. Why don't you ask me, someone ask me a question, and I will respond to it out of what shows up, not what I think about what shows up. And if you feel or think or assume or perceive that that's otherwise, don't let me off the hook. Come at me with all the intelligence you have, all the background, all the understanding, all the confidence. Come and get me. Knock me right off this seat. Not physically, of course, in case you're misunderstanding that. Come and get me. Go ahead.
Jeez, I'm dying.
This better be good.
What's the distinction between meeting something where it's at and reaction?
If you meet something where it's at, very good. If you meet something where it's at, you won't know what it is. You have no idea what it is. You don't fill in the not knowing what it is with your stupid knowledge about it. When I say stupid, I mean that respectfully. I'm not saying it's stupid in the sense of somebody's a stupid idiot or something like that. I'm saying that it's not really been understood that we just react because we're operating on a fear. We want to protect ourselves. Go ahead. Sir.
Hello, Sean Bowing.
Yes, sir.
If we are acting, will we ever know that we are acting?
If you're reacting or acting?
Well,
if you're acting?
It seems that if I know I'm acting, I'm reacting because...
You are, yes. Yeah. So your question was?
My question is, if we are acting, will we know it?
No. But you won't need to know it because there isn't... Knowing will happen, but there's no being that's knowing this. If there is a being that's knowing this, there's a little credential that's being collected, and those are being added up somewhere as some kind of credential. I'm a Dharma teacher, so therefore I can know things. I know the Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Path, the 12 Links on the Chain of Existence. Got any more? Anyone that studied the Dharma for several decades is going to be able to rattle off a lot of those, their favorite ones. But it means nothing. It's just a group of concepts, ideas, constructs, about something that cannot be expressed. Go ahead, express it. That's good. How does that feel?
Safe.
Safe?
Yeah.
Not that safe. If you don't have anything, is that safe? Is there a further question? Ondo.
Ondo Bhang, did you say that our true identity is the illusion?
Did I say?
Yes.
Did I say that? I don't remember. Did I say that? Mr. Memory? Did I say that?
Is our true identity an illusion?
I don't think so. Did I say that? Took it out? No. Check with Chokin out before you ask me. No, did you say something you heard, the tabulation there? I said your true identity. I would say the idea about your true identity, that would be an illusion. But your actual true identity is not has no status. So if you think you see it, then you don't. Because that's just more, maybe very high levels of relative truth. It's possible to not know anything and just be, use a romantic way of saying it. It's possible to just be here without any thoughts, without being supported by any kind of memory. You know what we talked about this morning? Do you remember it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Good. Is that the kind of memory I'm talking about? being.
Goes beyond that.
Thank you. It does. Yes.
And Yvonne, what I heard you say was, and according to what I wrote down, the illusion of the separate being is your ultimate nature.
The illusion
of a separate being is your ultimate nature.
I said that.
Is that the case?
I didn't think it was that in sight. The illusion. Help me with this, Jason. Huh? The illusion of your separate being, of my separate being.
I didn't put down the pronoun. Illusion of separate being is your ultimate nature.
Okay, go ahead. Are you going to help her? You know me. What is it, you know? One? Yes.
How is the illusion of our separateness our ultimate being?
Anything that shows up is an illusion. Did that just show up? Did I say that? I'm just speaking. Everything I say is untrue. I've said this before. Don't believe anything I say. Relative truth. It might be pointing towards the ultimate, but in itself, you can't attach to that. Otherwise, you become a scholar attaching to it. If you actually see it, the whole thing completely falls apart. There's nothing but space. There's no Buddhism. There's no success. There's no failure. Nothing. There's no life. There's no death. Everything. There's nothing is separate from anything else. There's ultimate understanding, which is very ordinary in the mind stream or in the consciousness of one who realizes just an ordinary situation. More?
I'm divine in a different vein. When you say threefold purity, there's no giver, there's no gift, and there's no receiver. Is there no giving? You were saying.
You use that too. There's no, just the whole thing falls apart. Nothing actually occurs. It just looks like it. This whole thing occurring looks like it. This is not a teaching that particularly that is going to happen over at the Community Mindfulness Center when we get that built. That's a different way of relating to people who are endeavoring to train their minds or see more clearly or be less crazy or work with their own insanity. This teaching is for you. Why? I can't teach any other way. Go ahead.
On divine, so in answering Pao Shan, you said there is only acting. There's not, you won't know that the acting is happening. How is that when then there's no giving, no giver, no giving, no gift?
It's addressing that is an illusion that we separate it out. Something happens. Something does happen, but it is an illusion. So this is a way of addressing the illusion so you stop adding things up into an actuality or something that did happen or didn't happen, or I was the actor, you were the receiver, or do you remember that gift I gave you? That kind of structure that we buy into makes the illusion and reinforces the illusion that you're somebody and you need to be thanked for what you just gave.
Right now, thank you.
I'll go with Mozuko and then Jishin. I'll come back to you. Go ahead.
Mozuko Bowing, you were just describing, I think you said, you can just not know, you can not know anything and just be.
Yes.
Something like that. Would there still be curiosity?
Yes. But it may not operate in the same way of being nosy. There'd be some curiosity, but there wouldn't necessarily be nosiness. Do you follow me?
So are you saying that it would be curiosity, but not a need to get to the bottom of something or
something like that? There's just no energy going in there necessarily. Curiosity can be quite delightful if you don't start digging for things. Further questions? Jishin
Bowing. Is there anything which is not our true nature? Bowing.
Is that a trick question? Are you trying to trick me?
I'm trying to understand what you said, that okay. The illusion of separation is not your true nature.
Okay.
Is your
true nature. I'm ready to answer. I'm ready to answer. No. You're welcome. Good question.
Kelsey, if understanding something is a cover up, but because it's always a cover up,
can be.
When is it not a cover up?
When the understanding is a good one. When the understanding doesn't have, there's no one who understands, there's nothing that is understood, it's just understanding. It's profound and vast, has no positionality, location is gone in time and space. It's just this, and it is an illusion. Go ahead.
Kelsey Belling, so if there's an experience of vast aloneness and it has a whole quality.
Whole. Yes, whole.
And then I ask a question to you about it. And
you ask the question to me about it.
And you explain it a little. Then does that take me off the path?
It's the idea there is encouraging you to keep continue, and you may take different directions. If I'm understanding your inquiry, what's showing up here is that all the different ways that one can express and come out, have an expression that is about questioning, it's about the spiritual path, it's about trying to understand, but it can show up so many different ways. Different people, different wiring, different way, what would we say, karma, the causes and conditions that even cause consciousness to show up as this particular human being, or this one, or this one, or this one. The particularity is part of the illusion of separateness and otherness and duality. More?
Kelsey, then, there's relief in understanding when you give a name to something. Is that relief a cover-up or...
It's a cover up if it is grasped as a reference point, but it's not a cover up if it's just seen as a stepping stone, or it's seen as it is, which is without self and without other. It's just you can use that illusion to put your feet on, to step to what might appear to be another level, a deeper understanding, which is more confusion, more illusion, but. We need to really explore that illusion so we can see that it's unreal. More? Yes. Right here.
So, Gurin Bhavan, you ask the monks to respond to questions on Tan, and the responses may come out as reactions and may come out as actions. How do we as monks learn how to teach when it feels premature to be answering questions? Ryan?
Just the awareness of that prematurity is pretty powerful. So you still may respond. You hear me say over and over again, don't do anything unless you have to, including speaking and responding. Receive as much as you can. It's difficult to do that because quite often as we're receiving, we see where what we're receiving is coming out of a person who is confused and may be able to benefit a little bit by some feedback you would give them. Is that the area you're talking about? So just be careful. When I say be careful, be tentative about if you have permission or not. Because if you don't really have permission from the person, then that's just used to as more Legos. To continue to build their structure of who they are and where they're going and what their thoughts are and what their emotions are and what they believe and what they don't believe. Anytime anybody uses the word believe, including this old man, if you hear me use the word, I believe this, I believe that, please stop me immediately and make me explain that. What do you mean you believe that? You believe that that's true. You may hear me use that those words once in a while, but not much. I either see it or I don't. But belief is extra. Something on top of something that stops you from seeing what it actually is. And it can do that your whole life because you rely on your beliefs. Coming back to your question, hold your seat. Don't respond unless you have to. And make it about the person. If your fundamental intention is to be with all things, save all beings who are suffering greatly, even though they don't know it, then just be with them. Just your presence. Just authentic presence. Authentic means comes from Trungpa Rinpoche's way of talking about it. Just you're there with no agenda. You don't know who you are. You don't know where you're going. Time and space have completely collapsed. It's just authentic. It's just this. And it needs no pat on the back. It doesn't need acceptance. It doesn't need an audience. No, don't need anything. That doesn't mean that you won't have 10 minutes later have a very, very sad feeling about someone who died. Or a very sad feeling about someone, in my situation as a Dharma teacher, somebody I worked with for many, many years, trying to meet their craziness right where it's at so I could help them, who actually left me. Maybe not even, didn't even write me a goodbye letter. I just stopped seeing them. That's painful. You don't get free of the emotions or the pains. They can become more intense and likely will. But the person is no longer, there's no longer a personhood who's having emotions. There's just emotion. And it's just raw. And there's no past or future or location occurring. More?
So, Karin Bowing, when you ask us to perhaps go out on a limb, what do you mean by that?
I don't know, when did I say that?
So, Grimbaugh, it was a month ago you said, that's where the birds are.
That's pretty clever. Bird watchers. Yeah, that's where the birds are. What did I mean by that? So, how does it look? Go out on a limb. We know what that is. A little bit risky or dangerous, but that's where the birds are. Or you could say that's where the, what's that other thing that's on limbs? Fingers. Oh, grapefruit. Doesn't that grow? That doesn't grow on the ground. It grows on trees, right? That's not a vegetable, is it? No. Are you having fun?
I think I'm done asking questions.
Shoka.
Shoka Bhai, if we preface response with I think that, is it similar to saying I believe?
A little bit. Not particularly trapping you with the words. You can even say, well, I don't believe that. So we can use it kind of casually, but when we make it pronounce out, well, I believe this and this, then it gets more like I think something is true, but I have no idea if there's any actuality to it. So it's an area in language that can show up that way. But I don't think, like I'm saying now, I don't think that necessarily traps you in it. It's the fixation on it. Wouldn't you say that? Would you say it's a fixation on it rather than the expression of it? More or less. Would you say that? I'm asking you.
If there's a belief behind it, perhaps.
Okay. How about you?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
So what were you just thinking about right now?
All sorts of stuff.
How many?
At least five.
Five things you were thinking about while I was giving a Dharma talk? Okay. That's awareness. It's not, there's nothing to correct. I don't know how, I can't say it any more clearly than to have a situation like this and then ask you and then have you say that, which you never lie, I know of, but you a lot of times you come out of confusion, coming out of the confusion. It is not to be corrected. It is to be seen deeply. All you have to do is see it. If you see it, it fixes itself. It just does it itself because we're not separate from each other or anything, anyone. We fight with each other, make things difficult with each other when we conclude some kind of I'm right and someone else is wrong. All of that is just such a mess, isn't it? Wouldn't you say? Difficult. But Kelsey.
Kelsey, go ahead. So you said the belief is, or I understand the belief is a story to cover up what is actually happening so we don't see. Is the belief this? Is there separateness between the belief and what is happening that it's covering up?
Say a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
What was this?
I don't know how to say. Is there a difference between the belief and what the belief is covering?
How does it look to you? It looks like there's a differentiation that happens there that is part of the way illusion or self-deception works. It operates as something that is somehow valid, covering up something else that is that we think is untrue or is unnecessary or shouldn't be happening. So we just operate that way. And the way that is recommended from here is just be aware of that. You don't have to fix anything. But the way you ask the question, it's just a matter of watching that situation rather than coming in and trying to correct something or not cover things up. You may have to be aware of cover-ups the rest of your life, watching yourself just cover things up and be not being able to accomplish anything, get anywhere. That kind of stuff's like a disappointment. And if you see that completely and you see that what that is and you just continue on your path, on the spiritual path that you're on, that eventually shows up. There's one word that works pretty well. You have to see, you won't sink in thinking about yourself so much, but it's the only word that really fits that situation. As long as there's any kind of ego left, and that's called humility, you actually realize you can't do this. Be a person. It's hard. Don't stop. Don't give up. Continue to go. I don't know what your path is like. But you do, and as long as you turn this way, I'm going to push you in that way. As long as you turn this way, I will push you. You, and if anybody here thinks they're done, then leave this room. You think you see what this is? Go do something else. Except you, and you dare to leave. I'm not done with you yet. And I could probably say that about anybody. But I don't know what you see or what you understand, but you do. If you're really genuine with yourself, you know whether this is clear to you or not, or whether you need to continue to relate to this teaching person until you see that you're not separate from this. If you see that you're not separate from this person, then you know, we may hang out, we may not. You may not like hanging out with me if you realize your true nature, because I might kick you, scare you away. If you don't understand, you should ask questions.
Milka Bowing. What fuels the reaction that is a cover-up?
So I close my eyes, not so I can think about it, but so that I can think about it. So it's such an obvious thing. I'm just wondering, is there something I don't understand there? Are you asking a question or someone on YouTube?
I'm asking.
What do you want to know?
It's showing up as the uncertainty and not knowing whether the uncertainty is a reaction or an action.
Uncertainty is just something you receive, which we quite often will try to cover it up or we'll whine about it. Complain, which is another way of securing and supporting and fueling the uncertainty. But uncertainty is just a flash. It's just a flash of uncertainty. It has no legs unless you fight with it or argue with it or try to fill it in with certainty. More? Did I even answer your question? What was your question?
What the fuel is that fuels a reaction that is ignorance?
Fear. Afraid of the unknown would be a general way of saying it. Fear of death. Fear of simple ways would be fear of not being valuable. Fear of being people not liking you or not understanding you. Fear of not having this or that. Not being loved, not being cared for, not being appreciated. Quite often that just comes up. We're doing this and we're working hard and doing whatever we're doing, and then we just are not appreciated. That may be true, and it may be our projection, maybe a little of each. More? Yes?
The unknowing. We've talked a lot over the years about taking responsibility for our emotions. And wondering, what is it to take responsibility for our beliefs?
So that area needs to be, through sitting practice and meditation, you can become more and more aware of that which you just assume is true without really looking closely at it, which is a belief. And the area there is to tendency to lean on that as being true, so you don't really investigate it. So if I'm getting close to what you're asking about, what is it to be responsible for our beliefs? I think just be aware that there are certain things that you, and those you believe, or you just, they're just true. And so therefore they're never looked at or inspected or observed. More about it. Take me further into specifically what you're talking about, maybe.
The analogy or the idea that nobody dumps a bucket of emotions in you,
yes,
comes to mind. But also, it doesn't seem like I dumped a bucket of emotions or belief in myself either. So I don't know what to do with that.
The emotions?
Information, or belief or emotion.
When the emotions arise in you, you don't feel responsible for those?
Well,
so you don't know how to be responsible?
Well, that's true too.
Anything that shows up in your mind stream, yours, not yours the ego, not yours the independent person that we assume owns this body or owns these feelings and emotions and thoughts. But anything that shows up is yours, in that your consciousness is showing up in this particular form, this human being. It's yours. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Feel it, taste it, smell it, receive it. Don't leave it for pushing away on it. Don't leave it for blaming someone for it. Even though someone may have said something or done something to trigger, sometimes someone might say some simple thing or do some simple thing, and then there's an intense avalanche of emotions that comes out of nowhere. About that, could be sadness, it could be some kind of, could be fear, all that. That's all yours, not yours, the person, but yours, the consciousness. Everything is going to start showing up. Anything that shows up in your mind, it's dependently arisen, to use a simple explanation from centuries and centuries ago, dependently arisen. It doesn't have the singularity that it appears to have. Just like ourself, just because there's a body here, we grasp this body. First skanda, form, feeling, perception, concept, consciousness, and we tie all those together as sign somebody going somewhere. Nope. Untrue. But you have to see it. So that's why I say, don't believe me, but consider it. Look at the body, feeling the body, watch the feelings come and go, and observe the perception from the point of view of what is being perceived and who is perceiving or what is perceiving the screen. And then the concepts or the thought process or the the structure that we build around everything so that we can process it, handle it, create the illusion that we own it because we can think about it, or that it is ours, or that we're threatened by it, or we don't need it, we need more of it, we need less of it. And then, of course, the sixth sense feels, which are constantly on receive. The sense of smell can't produce fragrances. Sense of taste can't produce taste. It receives. They all receive. That's what's being recommended to you, is receive. At some point, that will fall apart. That's the practice. Receive. Eventually, there isn't anything received. There isn't any receiver, and there's no receiving. Again, traditional teaching is threefold purity, which shows up lots of places.
You're going without receiver or thing to be received when that falls apart. What is sense perception? Where is that left?
I'm not sure what you want to know.
I'm not sure either.
Oh. Guess we got that covered. You don't know, I don't know. Yes, sir.
Noka Bowing, some questions from YouTube. Jillian Bowing, is acting from intuition reaction or authentic action?
So that's a pretty heavy concept when you say it. I'm making the assumption we all know what intuition is. We can speculate about that. There's dictionary definitions. But acting from, anytime you say acting from something, that's suspicious. Action is just, there's no actor. There's nothing acted upon. There's no action. It's that kind of action that is being... that I'm referring to. So saying acting from intuition, I would say there's probably something to be said for just having a sense of something and then proceeding ahead. So, but I wouldn't say there's any guarantee that it's always going to be that way. If you go into a construct, well, I'm just acting on my intuition. My intuition is, well, I have a gut feeling. No, if you say I have a gut feeling, this is not a gut feeling. This is fear. Disagree with me. I will not fight you. I won't agree with you. I will let it lay there. Tisho.
Tisho Bowing, you often mention fear as one significant cause for various things. Just now you did that to an answer to Miyoka, and in this answer as well.
Yes.
What is so special about fear? Isn't it dependently arisen? Like, doesn't it have infinite conditions? How can fear be a singular cause that causes something? Bowing.
So it's a way of talking about it. It's the quality of not knowing something or what's going to happen next, or the feeling that something is threatened, that we're threatened in some way, either emotionally, psychologically, or physically even. There's some kind of fear of something harming us. So I'm not sure where, I'm following you a little bit, but I'm sure, not sure what it is you want to know fundamentally. Because I would say this before I stop talking, I would say that most people who are fearful don't know it, because relative truth, you can be very successful at covering up fear, of keeping it. Not everyone can do this, but the people who do not have a spiritual path, have no intention of having a spiritual path, and they're just making money. They're accountants. They get their relative security for a short time, 70 years or whatever it may be, by doing this and succeeding at that. It's not wrong. It's just that they have a way of, some people have a way of not looking at their own shit, but just helping others. Is this wrong? No, they're helping others. But they may have avoided by spending too much time helping others in a relative way, homeless people or working in nursing hospitals, or I mean, I could go on and on, but I don't need to. Everybody knows this, and I'm not here to criticize anyone for doing that. And I'm not here to say that those on the spiritual path are somehow better than everybody else because they're so spiritual. I'm just saying that it's dependently arisen and it's extremely complicated. Nobody gets credit or blame for this. I'm doing the best I can to meet those who show up in front of me to so that I might be able to help them with what I've understood that's been happening to me or not happening over the last half a century. So some people, to come back to your question about fear, for some people, I wouldn't suspect that that would be an issue with you at all. You don't seem to be afraid of anything. Isn't that true? Are you afraid of anything? Speak up.
Some things, yes.
What are you afraid of?
Uncertainty.
Huh?
Uncertainty. Uncertainty.
Uncertainty?
Yes.
No. Well, that's pretty scary, not knowing what's going to happen next or whether your health is going to hold out, all kinds of things coming to an end. But if everything is looking pretty good, your shirts are ironed and there's food on the table and you have money in the bank. And so that structure holds together the five skandhas, form, feeling, perception, concept, consciousness, holds that together as a self who is doing okay, whether you're studying the Dharma or not.
So a couple of questions. Back to the fear. I understand fear might manifest, but behind the fear, aren't there infinite causes and conditions then, Balan?
Aren't there finite causes and conditions? Yes. Fear of death, fear of losing your assets, fear of losing your mind, fear of going crazy. Has anyone not had that show up in the mainstream, like things get so off balance that we're not sure if we can keep it together because we notice that the structures in the mind that we've been working with are starting to come apart. If you're a meditator, if you're on the spiritual path, that's part of this. We're going to have to work with that, as Coben referred to it, as a falling apart, the whole structure of reality as you understood it, that you believed in or you assumed was correct, starts to come apart. All the cultural situations, all the beliefs, disbeliefs, and everything just unravel. And they will continue to do that as long as you're on the path and you want the truth more than anything. You want the truth more than safety. You don't mind if fear shows up, if it means that you're going to see the truth yourself. Possibly help others that are dealing with the same situation. Sir, is there a final question anymore?
Yep, following a question on YouTube from Adriana. Bowing, you said if we see what this is, we might not want to be near you because you might kick us or push us away. Why might you kick us or push us away, Bowing?
I was joking. No. I wanted to hear from you, Adriana, and I knew if I said that. So there's no positionality on it. I don't know how else to say it. Positionality is an illusion. If you see it, if you really see it, you just receive. You may produce, you may do this, but there's no personhood behind any of that reaching out. There's no personhood behind driving over to one side of the road and handing a $10 bill to someone with a cardboard sign. There's no one doing that. And there's no one not doing it if you see another person three blocks down the road and you just don't do it that time. There's no thinking about it. If you're evaluating, if you're looking at how they're dressed or well, they look like a really poor person, don't do it. Just either do it or don't do it, but don't have a lot of, there's no tailwind there for anything. It's not a complete situation as far as a giver, a giving, and a receiver or a gift. That's empty of a self here, empty of a self of the person with the cardboard sign. I'm just using that as an example, but it's everywhere. It's at your kitchen table, It's in Israel, and it's in Gaza. It's everywhere. It's all over. It is all over the news. This incredible polarity that creates war and suffering for others. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Senshu, one of Sokuzan's monks. Sokuzan offers his wisdom tirelessly with complete love and devotion. If you value these teachings, Sokuzan, the mandala of Sokukoji, please consider donating at sokukoji.org. Thank you.